Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes. We got a Metroid. We got a Metroid. We got a Metroid. Break the glass. Legitimately. So, hello, SNY. I just saw this because usually I don't like to go to Twitter while we're at on the show. So Sean or Loogie would break the glass.
Right, but we're in a no Twitter zone.
We're in a no Twitter zone, but we were just at commercial break and we are coming back. The New York Mets have acquired a starting pitcher. They've acquired Paul Blackburn from the Oakland Athletics. Mm. I have not seen the return. I know Blackburn missed a lot of time this season. I will delve into the numbers. He's a right-handed starting pitcher. Definitely fits as a depth starter. Because right now the Mets are dealing with a little bit of issues. They're forced to have Tyler McGill in the rotation every 5 days. So that's a problem. Pull up his baseball reference page. But he has missed some time this year. Right-handed starter. He's been on Oakland for like a million years. And he's been there for a long, long time. And we'll try to get a return on what the Mets gave up. But yeah, the New York Mets have added a starting pitcher. Does that make us all happy? Like, all in Loogie. Are you happy with Paul Blackburn all in Loogie?
Positive Tommy is very happy with the move.
You're happy.
Very happy.
There you go. You know why? Because he's a breathing human being who's a starting pitcher, and his name is not spelled Tyler McGill. That's the kind of move, and I know it's not going to excite the Met fan base. Yeah, I understand that.
Last outing, he was five innings.
Okay.
Five hits.
Okay.
Four runs. That was against the... Who are they playing?
So basically, Angels, yes. So basically, he was Tyler McGill in his last start.
Yeah, and the one before that, he gave up seven runs. The one before that, he gave up just one in seven innings. That was against Miami. And then against Baltimore, gave up six runs. Against the Yankees, he gave up four. Yeah, he hasn't been fantastic, he's only pitched once in July.
Yeah, so he's missed a lot of time. Yes. I knew that. That's an addition where you don't give up a lot. Like, let's be honest, when we see the return of what the Mets gave up, it's going to be very minor because, like I've been talking about with you this entire show, I don't think David Stearns wants to pay the exorbitant prices for guys that may be better than Paul Blackburn, but how much better are they really? Right, like, so, Yusei Kikuchi is how much better?
So what's the point of this trade? Explain this to me. So at the deadline, you're going to bring in a starting pitcher who has not been great in 2024, obviously.
Yeah, I'll tell you the point.
From what I've just read to you.
Go ahead.
He's basically pitching to his to the, his baseball card.
Right.
Right. So he's not great. He's not terrible. But what's the point of doing that kind of move if you're David Stern?
I'm going to tell you the point of that move and its long-lasting impact, or at least its short-lasting impact. Jose Buto.
Okay.
And the reason that matters is if this is all the Mets do in the next 2 hours, if they don't make another trade, maybe they will, maybe they won't. I think if they make any kind of move, it's of this variety, because I don't think they have the appetite to trade big prospects. That means Jose Buto is your bullpen addition.
Yeah.
Because Jose Buto won't enter the rotation. Paul Blackburn will be in the rotation. Maybe Tyler McGill goes back to AAA, or maybe Tyler McGill goes to the bullpen, which I've been intrigued by. So while Paul Blackburn is not an ace, he's not a number two, he's not a number three, he's not a number... He's literally a depth starting pitcher. That's exactly what he is.
He's your fifth pitcher.
He's your fifth starter.
Or sixth if Kodai comes back, which is unlikely.
That's over now. It's literally enhancing your bullpen because it ensures that Buto stays there and potentially moves Tyler McGill there. And I get it. Most Met fans are not going to hear that and be thrilled. And I'm not telling you to be thrilled, but it's a smart little move that improves this roster.
But I'm just telling you, Met fans, don't be excited about it.
Well, I'm not telling you to be excited about it. I'm not telling you to have a party. Paul Blackburn is what he is.
I see a wry smile on Tommy Lugauer's face. I think that's kind of like, eh.
No, I'm very excited. And
you are not very excited.
I'll tell you why.
Because I can see it.
I think Met fans forgot. We're getting Sean Reed Foley back and his world-class mustache. And Teek, you know, it's in the Nazi-killing business. And he was great in the first half. So they're getting additions back to their bullpen.
It's a good, solid move in that it improves their rotation. And most Met fans would don't. Is he better than Tyler McGill?
I mean, he's marginally.
Fine. Is he? The guy was an all-star 3 years ago. Has Tyler McGill ever gone to an all-star game other than buying a ticket?
He has not.
So I'll ask you again, in fairness, do you think Paul Blackburn is a...
Was he an all-star, or was he an all-star because they had to have a representative?
That doesn't matter.
That's just a very important clarification.
That doesn't matter. The Marlins traded one of their relievers, not Tanner Scott, JT Chargeau, to the Seattle Mariners. So another reliever is off the kind of the card here. But this is where it improves the Mets. If it's a marginal improvement over Tyler McGill, which you're not fully admitting, but you're kind of admitting.
Yeah.
That allows you to keep Buto in the bullpen and potentially move McGill to the bullpen. And Lugie is right. They are adding Sean Reed Foley back from injury. They are, listen, does that excite? This doesn't excite me. I'm just explaining it. I'm telling you what they did. I'm not mad about it. Am I excited about it? Am I buying playoff tickets?
But no. I think the challenging thing for the Met fan is that after all of the dysfunction early, you just wanted to feel like this season was going to evolve into something spectacular.
But what
like
did you...
Out of nowhere, it was going to become, hey, man, we're World Series viable. Out of nowhere, because they played so great over the last month and a half, or 2 months, really, I should say. And so come deadline, let's do something about it.
Well, they just added a bat. Well, first of all...
But not the marginal get better. I think the Met fan wanted that. Let's actually try.
Okay, they are... No. Don't use that phrasing. There's certain phrasing that annoys me. So they're not trying. No, they don't want to give up dumb prospects.
No, you're mishearing try. Try to win a World Series. I think that's what the Met fan wants, even though it's not prudent.
Tiggy.
And I know this. We've talked about this all day.
That's the problem.
It's like, not prudent right now.
I don't know what they gave up for Paul Blackburn. When you find out the prospect, let us know. Okay, we'll let you know.
Probably can.
It is going to be marginal. The Astros traded three young players for Yusei Kikuchi. I'm not arguing Paul Blackburn is that much better, but I'm saying they're on the same kind of train. They're on the same level of back-end rotation help. So I know Met fans are going to hear this and say, this sucks. This is better than trading top-end prospects for crappy back-of-the-rotation arms.
Let's hear it.
Okay, we know what the Mets sent the Oakland Athletics in the Paul Blackburn trade.
Okay.
Three signed copies of My Mets Bible you could pre-order now. Or actually, you could just order it on Amazon, and there's an audiobook. No, we don't know yet. We're still hearing stuff from an hour ago on deals, so we don't know yet. We'll let you know.
Look, it's probably going to be marginal. That's what you're looking at. And would I still continue to try to add in the next 2 hours? Of course. But if they don't do anything else, the New York Mets added two relievers at the deadline on the cheap in Phil Maton and Ryan Stanek. They added a guy who's basically playing every day right now in right field in Jesse Winker and batting fifth.
Yep.
And they added a back of the rotation arm. You can't say they didn't do anything. They may not be what you wanted. But then again, I think Met fans had unreasonable expectations that they were going to add a star. They were never doing that.
So for the unreasonable Met fan, you are very disappointed. for the rational Met fan like you, Evan, mm-hmm. I guess like Tommy as well, you're satisfied.
That, well,
it's okay. These are good moves.
It's not.
They're not going to help you super, you know, significantly this year, and maybe not even in the long term. But you know what? It helped us solve a problem that we were going to have with Jose Buto.
They're marginal improvements, but I understand why that's all they did. Of course, I would have loved to have added, and maybe they still can, a Tanner Scott. Mm. I would have loved it. I would love if they could use the power of their...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Finances to add Blake Snell. That'd be amazing. If the Mets had Blake Snell, and basically they use the power of we're going to cover next year, we're going to pay his salary, I'd be ecstatic on a short-term deal. So it's not like I don't want those guys. It's that I wouldn't want those guys paying the prices that are out there. So considering what the market is, I would say, yeah, they're marginal improvements, sure.
And the Irseg trade, the reliever that went to the Royals, just to give you an idea for prices, the Royals traded a haul for them, including their number four prospect in the
season. You see what I'm saying?
And he's got an ERA in the high threes.
Mm. I mean, what are we talking about here?
I'd
argue Jose Buto's a better reliever, and not that the Mets traded for Jose Buto, but I think what a trade like this ensures, unless the Mets are doing funky things, is that Buto remains in the bullpen, and he's a good bullpen arm. So there's a value to that. What?
Who ranks these prospects? Number four to
MLB,
number 12?
MLB Pipeline Baseball America, guys and gals who are experts on it.
Right. Who brought their
cousins to prom? What
are you trying
to do?
It's just ridiculous.
Don't attack them as nerds. Why? Because they have a job that you don't have?
No, because they're the holy grail. It's the fourth-ranked prospect. It's a tenth-ranked prospect.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It sounds good.
It's not the holy grail. Listen, most of us, I'm a diehard baseball fan. I'm not going to know every prospect's name. Mm-hmm. I don't know everybody. I don't know everybody in the Mets system. I have an idea of a lot of guys. It's a way to have an idea of where guys are projected. But don't give me that act of, oh, they're a bunch of geeks.
No,
like, come on.
But much like
really, it's a hardworking men and women who do something that you don't do. They're just idiots. They're geeks. They're a bunch of nerds.
But they're making lists. So, okay. so they're rating based on what we don't know is going to act. Like, you could look at the Mets prospects, and you know all their names. You don't know how they're going to turn out.
I totally agree. I have no idea.
And so, like, how do we know that this is the best prospect in said team system?
We don't. And sometimes guys who aren't big prospects become stars. I won't argue that. Mm. But I don't like why Lugie did that, because he's got this idea of, I don't care, just trade everybody. And now you're attacking the hardworking people at MLB Pipeline. I think that's dirty.
I don't think he's doing that. I think what he's saying is, when you have a prospect get traded, you try to validate that trade based on an arbitrary ranking.
I understand. It's just an idea to know what they gave up. Real quick, if you're just tuning in, Gerrit Cole is not starting tonight. The Yankees are calling it general soreness. This has obviously created a lot of panic. Mm-hmm. Sean was about to cry about 13 minutes ago.
General
body fatigue.
Yes.
That's the term?
General body fatigue.
Does that make you feel better?
No. No, because I think that we're not going to know the truth until the deadline's over.
You know what? Maybe he got COVID. And I'm not joking. I'm joking about
it. Why wouldn't they just call COVID then?
Because people are scared to say COVID anymore.
What? And they don't want it.
When was the last time you heard COVID? Seriously, when was the last time you heard somebody say it?
5 days ago, my sister-in-law got it.
Not your sister. I'm talking about in sports.
Oh.
You haven't heard it ever.
And you don't want to send alarm bells off to send space. Well, hey, go test everybody in the clubhouse.
By the way, I hope Gerrit Cole's okay. If he had COVID, Yankee fans would have a party tonight. I'd be like, great.
I'm just
be
telling
the happiest
you.
COVID case I've ever heard.
General body fatigue. That sounds like I'm sick.
It doesn't sound
like, oh, I have sore muscles.
I think if you're sick, the Yankees would say he's sick. Now, Aaron Boone's going to be... What was that?
Just say he's out with an
illness. Yeah, they would say he had an illness. Now, Aaron Boone will meet the media relatively soon. We'll keep you posted on what he has to say about this. But it's obviously created a lot of concern among Yankee fans. Does this change what they do in the next 2 hours, considering Gerrit Cole's not starting tonight? Will Warren is making the start tonight. More on him a little bit later on. But let's get to a lot of your calls. Met fans, Yankee fans, it's trade deadline Tuesday, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Lorenzo in Queens. What's up, Lorenzo?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Yeah, I think with Cole, it might be as simple as the Yankees going back to their, you know, to their extra rest philosophy, especially on a dog day of summer. Plus, they want to save him from a beating from the Phillies. There could be a combination of that.
Beating from the Phillies.
I think that if there was
pissed them off yesterday by running up the score.
Yeah. Now they're going to come back angry. I think
Jazz Chisholm getting a heavy Aaron Judge bat and belting another home run.
Does that count considering it came off a position player? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, it kind of counts on the scoreboard.
I know.
And it's kind of insulting, right? I know with my bat, which is, I don't know how many ounces it is, I'm only going to hit a shallow fly
right
to left field. I'm going to take Aaron Judge's massive, I don't know, however heavy his bat is, and belt the home run.
Hey, whatever works, man.
Slow pitching catcher.
Whatever works. I think if the Yankees had motives of rest or avoiding a team, they would have done that in advance. Clearly, there is something wrong with Gerrit Cole, and hopefully we're going to get the answer.
We have an update on Cole.
Let's hear it.
This is from Chris Kirschner 28 seconds ago. Gerrit Cole said he doesn't expect to be placed on the IL. It is not an arm issue, but he just wasn't recovering well in between his last start. He could pitch in a few days. He's not scheduled to take any tests.
Oh, good. So what's this soreness then if it's not his arm?
Fatigue.
His leg?
It's not soreness. It's fatigue.
But what does that mean?
It just means he's tired.
But I mean, what kind of tired? Like, he wants to go to sleep?
You use your whole body, not just your arm. So if it's not an arm injury, his legs could be shot, the torque of the muscle, like, that just it.
What do you think would cause that? He's made a handful of starts out of the All-Star break. I think it's two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He hasn't pitched a lot this season, but he did miss time. What do you think would cause that?
Mm-hmm.
Just pitching?
I mean, maybe doing too much in his off days? I can't predict it.
Yeah.
I've never thought of that as an issue that would happen unless you're just not sleeping well.
Yeah. You know, we opened the show talking about the needs for each team.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the Yankees adding a starting pitcher as, yeah, sure, you never have enough. It's a nice luxury. But look at their rotation right now. Is anyone you're adding really a major upgrade over what you have? Clearly, Blake Snell, especially the way he's pitched recently, fits that bill. But I think now it's a reminder. Like, I needed this reminder after watching baseball a million years that starting pitching is so delicate. No matter who you are,
mm-hmm.
that if you have a chance to add a starter, just add him. and worry about how and who's pitching later. And that would, to me, mean not flipping Nestor Cortez. It would mean if I could add a starting pitcher, just add the starting pitcher and worry about who pitches when later.
Yeah, it's not something that you should just flippantly cast off a guy who was pretty good a couple of years ago.
Cole's obviously continuing to talk. This was further quotes for him. He doesn't expect to start tomorrow. He will target the next series, and he called this a good chance to, quote, put gas in his tank.
All right, so he's filling up the gas tank.
Did he pump it himself, or did he have somebody pump it for him?
Not an electric car, T.
So he's just got to plug it in.
So about 18 minutes ago, Sean almost cried on the air and said, quote, I give up when talking about the New York Yankees. Yes, do you feel better?
Okay, I feel better. Do I feel relieved? I'll feel relieved when I see Gerrit Cole take the mound again this week. Because any of this and all of this could be, hey, we had to announce this, say the right things, we're still posturing ahead of the deadline. There's still a glimmer that, or a slim chance that's the deal.
Yeah, I think that's less the possibility after hearing Gerrit talk. Otherwise, I don't think he would have spoken. But I do agree with the overall belief of, let me see him pitch now. Because remember, his last start was so bad. And so you start to wonder, I don't know if any of the reporters have asked that yet, like, did you feel it in your last start, or was it simply a recovery thing? Was it something you felt a couple of days later?
The Mets are sending pitcher Cade Morris to the A's for Paul Blackburn.
Now, the first good news is I've never heard of him.
He's in St. Lucie.
The second piece of news
is Cade Morris. He might be related to Zach Morris.
All right, I got the information. He is the 25th Mets prospect. He is slated to eventually get to the majors, they assume, by 2026. And correct, he was pitching at single A. So the New York Mets traded their 25th best prospect a few days after they traded their 22nd best prospect to add marginal but valuable additions to this roster. So my point remains the same. The Mets gave up very little. Very little.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean Tyler Stewart and Cade Morris can't be good someday. It just means they are not highly regarded.
Yeah.
And the Mets were able to add a fifth starter that's probably an upgrade over Tyler McGill. And an outfielder that's a clear upgrade over Jesse Winker. And those are the kinds of moves that David Stern's trying to make for a variety of reasons. And I agree with him. So I feel good. I feel very good as a Met fan. Again, not celebrating, because I know what Paul Blackburn is. But I feel like, okay, this is a responsible franchise.
Yeah.
Not the irresponsible franchise Lugie wants them to be.
Yeah, a pitcher that Mike's not going to see the majors for another 2 years at least. He's only in high A. He's actually pitching to a sub 3-ish 5 ERA. It should be okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's not our problem anymore.
Oh, I like this conspiracy theory about Gerrit Cole. This is a good one. Jack is in Tom's River. What's up, Jack?
Hey, boys. How we doing? Great good. Show today. So, obviously, we just heard some news, so it's not too much of a theory anymore. But I was going to say, don't they usually break and scratch people before a game? Before they trade them on a deadline day?
Yes, yes. I would maybe agree with that if Gerrit Cole had not just spoken, to which Sean was giving us some of his quotes about where his mindset
is. So if Jack had made that phone call, or if I had gone to him, it's my fault. Seconds before we heard Gerrit Cole's quotes, you would have believed the Yankees were trading him?
No, we would have entertained it for a second.
Imagine that. They're trading him?
No chance.
The SNY Fan Choice poll today is sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. Very simple question that you can vote on at sny.tv/vote. Will the Yankees win the American League East? Yes or no? Now, I have been a very loyal Yankees will win the AL East kind of guy. Thought that before the season. It's been very challenging over the last few weeks, but I remain steadfast that they will as we sit here today on a 3-game winning streak. But some concerns about Gerrit Cole now. Before we check the results, are you a yes or no guy?
I don't know. Let me ask my daughter. My daughter, Brooklyn, is in the studio with us today. She's been sitting here for like 3 hours.
Are you bored, Brooklyn? Be honest.
No.
All right. You just answered this question. I heard you, but you were off air. Will the Yankees win the American League East? What say you, Brooklyn?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know. Probably.
I guess that's a yes.
I go with a yes on that.
I don't know. It's trending towards no now as I watch the fan poll on SNY right now.
Well, don't overanalyze. That's early returns.
I know.
That's early returns.
Know. Brooklyn's got to influence this. I don't know. Can we get a definitive yes or no?
Yes.
So there you
said
go.
Yes. She said yes. I think she's going to influence the vote. I'm curious what Sean says, considering he almost cried on the radio 25 minutes ago.
Sean, what say you?
Yes. We're winning this division.
He went from crying and turning red, quote, punt, I give up. Like, all the words that are just, like, crazy to me to, we're going to win the American League East. I can just feel it in my bones.
I've had it with the Orioles. They don't deserve this. The Yankee fan deserves this.
They don't deserve this.
They don't deserve it.
I mean, the Orioles haven't won a World Series since, let me check the math here, 1983. I mean,
they want to act like children when their players get hit. Those fans don't deserve it. We deserve it.
Stop.
You know, speaking of how mediocre the Yankees have been, the Orioles have been mediocre for a long time, too.
Yeah. They I'm just looking at their last few weeks. It's win-win, loss-loss, win, loss-loss-loss, win-win.
I think they're inconsistent. I think they have been, and you could look this up, since the last Yankee-Orioles series, I think they've been a 500 team. Yeah. I think they've been kind of floating in mediocrity for a long time. And by the way, I don't mean the last Yankee-Orioles series. I apologize. The one prior to
this one. Yeah, the last one they were on an extended losing streak, actually.
They're
the Cubs
on
and the Yankees.
They've been a very average team for a long time, which is why the Yankees are right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's why they're right there in the American League East. We'll continue to keep you updated on the trade deadline. The New York Mets have made a trade. They've acquired Paul Blackburn back into the rotation arm from the Oakland Athletics, and they've given up a marginal single-A pitching prospect. The New York Yankees added Mark Leiter earlier today, but we got the news that Gerrit Cole is not starting tonight because of general body fatigue. But we have an hour and 40 minutes. What will the New York Yankees do next? 888-808-1019. The New York Mets in the last 20 minutes acquired Paul Blackburn from the Oakland Athletics. He has only made one start in the last 2 months because he missed a bunch of time with a stress fracture in his foot. And he came back on July 26th, and now he's a member of the New York Mets. But we have more breaking news.
Actual big trade has happened in Major League
Baseball.
A big
trade in baseball! Let's go!
Tanner Scott has been traded.
Is it to a local team?
No.
Okay.
A competitor of yours.
A competitor of mine. Tanner Scott is going to the Atlanta Braves.
San Diego Padres.
Wow. Yeah. How aggressive have the Padres been? They got Jason Adam a few days ago from Tampa, and now they've gone out and they got Tanner Scott from the Marlins, and I'm sure it's going to be a healthy haul. That sucks.
Yeah, we don't have, obviously, the hole yet. Passon's on it.
Listen, and this is the truth. We were talking earlier about prospect rankings. That's the only reason why it's important. So that when we hear, oh, the Padres gave up number 2, number 5, and number 9, you have an idea of the value that they gave up. But Tanner Scott is not going to the New York Yankees. He was never coming to the New York Mets. I don't think the Mets ever had that appetite to spend that much on a relief pitcher. But this is one of the negatives. Like, the San Diego Padres, who are right now tied with the Mets for the second wild card spot, have been one of the more aggressive teams. They added Jason Adam a few days ago, and now they've added Tanner Scott.
They've kind of been one of the more aggressive teams for the last few years. The challenge is it's not worked.
Yeah.
Right? They make these moves, or they acquired Juan Soto, for instance, and it just doesn't pan out for them, and then eventually they end up getting rid of everybody that they bring in. So the prudence of it is to be determined for the San Diego Padres as of yet.
Well, look, they're going for it. I don't really care how prudent it is, but unfortunately, like, I'll be honest, the Mets have a big series with San Diego coming up in about a month and a half or less than a month. That's a huge series. And the Padres got better.
Yeah.
And that stinks. And I understand that. Like, I get when you hear a rival or a team you're competing with go out and make more impactful trades than you, it stinks. But honestly, Mets fans, did you want to give up massive prospects for a rental? For a left-handed reliever having a career season? Like, positive loogie. Are you mad the Mets didn't match or beat the San Diego offer, assuming it's as expensive as we think?
Mad, no, but I still have the mentality of I don't care if they give up the number 6 prospect for a guy that I think could help us win a World Series. So let's see what they gave up, but I still want to see the Mets be aggressive and trade prospects to help the team win this year.
Well, who do you want now that Tanner Scott's off?
I don't know. They just need Andrew Barnes. I'm being honest. I mean, I'm being honest. If I see them make a move and a guy's good, I'll look at it.
Tell me if this is your point. Tell me if this is your point. Teams like the San Diego Padres, who have as good, maybe even worse chance of winning a World Series than the Mets, are making moves. And they're throwing caution to the wind.
They're red hot.
They're red hot. I mean, the Mets probably even more so. And they're willing to give up a prospect or two, or whoever knows how many they actually gave up for Tanner Scott. But why aren't the Mets willing to do the same thing? That's what Tommy the Tommy fan is thinking
about.
Well,
he's not angry, so I don't know. Are you angry? I know you're positive Tommy, but you have an opinion. Like, are you mad at the Mets that they didn't do this?
Positive Tommy never gets angry. Positive Tommy never panics. So I'm not angry or panicking, but when I see other teams around, like Arizona, like San Diego, like the Braves improving, getting players, I just want the Mets to be in on that. And I don't want to have the mentality of, we don't want to trade our 14th-ranked prospect for a reliever, because I could get an all-star reliever that could help this team, and the 14th-ranked prospect could get me something maybe down the line. I don't want to kick the can down the road.
I'm confused. Why aren't you mad then?
Because positive Tommy doesn't get mad. What kind of question?
So no matter what the... So like if the Mets, and they're not going to do this, if the Mets are like, you know what? All these starting pitchers are getting such great value. Let's just trade Jose Quintana and Sean Manaea. Let's just get some prospects. Mm. Are you saying that positive Tommy, wouldn't be mad?
He would get mad at that, because that would be conceding.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive Tommy doesn't get mad, he just said.
I don't know.
But Positive Tommy also knows that the Mets are not selling, so they would never do like
that. But let's just say hypothetically they did that. Would you be mad?
Well, Positive Tommy doesn't live in hypotheticals.
He doesn't want to get mad.
Doesn't live in hypotheticals. He lives in the real world.
He has opinions, and then when it doesn't happen, he can't get mad. You've kind of worked yourself into a corner here with Positive Tommy. Positive Tommy can't get upset.
Now I'll raise my voice. I'm a screamer. If you've listened to my shows, doesn't mean I'm angry. Just means I'm expressing myself with passion.
Now, obviously, this impacts the Yankees, too. The Yankees added Mark Leiter Jr. a little bit earlier today, so they've improved their bullpen. But Tanner Scott would have been a perfect fit for the Yankees, too. And let me just address something, because I've gotten a lot of tweets about this. My Mets shirt, because you may see Mets if you're watching on SNY. Listen to how badass this shirt is. So, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, because you can only see Mets if you're watching on television.
You can only see Mets, but I want to describe this. So, a few weeks ago, right here on this show, you were here, Teak. Sean wasn't, because he doesn't work a lot. I talked about...
Where are you next week?
Oh, I'm going on vacation, baby.
For the fifth time this show. Okay.
You're damn right I am. I bought a pastrami sandwich at Citi Field.
Okay.
And you remember this, right?
Yes.
I loved this pastrami sandwich. It was so good. It was amazing. Actually, I didn't buy it. My friend bought it for me. And it was so good, but I couldn't eat it because they give you so much meat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, can I bring it home?
Take it home.
So we had like a debate on bringing it home. Apparently, Guy Ferrari, you know Guy Ferrari?
Yes.
Okay.
Guy Ferrari.
Guy Fieri. That's what I just said.
No, you said Ferrari.
I said Fieri. I know the man's name. I know Guy. Guy and I have a close.
He said Fieri.
Thank you.
You just heard it wrong.
That's right. So Guy Fieri made t-shirts of the best food like at each ballpark. So guess what they made for Citi Field? It's a picture of a pastrami sandwich.
And that's exactly like the one you had?
That's exactly the one I had. This is a t-shirt of the pastrami sandwich that I eat at Citi Field. And guess what? I'm going to the game tonight.
Huh.
What's Evan eating tonight?
Is that a licensed shirt?
I'm not into the specifics.
It has the logo, so it must be.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he made a deal with the Mets. Yeah, so I think he does this
guy
for like...
Guy making more money than he already is making.
Good for Guy. Guy's a smart guy. So not only is the pastrami sandwich for Citi Field, I think they've done it for like a lot of other teams. But what was funny to me, and the reason why I love this shirt, is not only is it really comfortable, and I'm big on comfort, it's why I always used to wear the t-shirts that you gave out for free. Or my favorite. I have a Thuzio t-shirt at home.
Yes.
Oh, I said, well, I was trying to do a close-up. Let me stand up for you guys. I appreciate that. It's a pastrami sandwich that's just dripping with cheese, which I
was
love.
Yours. Was yours dripping with cheese like that?
Oh, hell yeah. So I think they've done it for like the food item that's most famous at all these ballparks. And like I've said, the pastrami sandwich at Citi Field is amazing. Mm. Guy Ferrari. Who said
Ferrari.
That? That's not how you pronounce it. It's Fieri. Who got that incorrect?
Ferrari.
That sounds like Brandon Tierney. Did he get that wrong? Ferrari.
No. You can apologize now.
Was that Greg Giannotti? Did he mess that up?
No, that was you.
Okay, the second time he said it right.
Damn it. You're wrong.
Also, in the Tanner Scott trade,
go ahead.
The Padres have dealt both their number two and number four prospects, and both starting pitchers, including Robbie Snelling.
Oh, my God. You see what I'm saying? Like, God bless the Padres. They're going for it, and who knows? Maybe it works, and they win the World Series this year. But you would be willing to trade two top four prospects for a soon-to-be free agent lefty reliever?
Robbie Snelling's comparison in the Yankee pipeline would be Spencer Jones. Same quality product.
I mean, come on! Guys, you Cohen crybabies out there, you cannot be mad about this.
You know what, Evan? Would you say this is a good baseball team, the Mets?
I think they're a good team, yeah.
Okay. Would you say they have a little bit of a magic going for them as well? Good, positive
they
vibes?
Absolutely had some magic, yes.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So they may never get this back. They may never get this moment in time back. You could always get another prospect, just like you could always get another draft pick in the NFL. Why not strike while the iron is hot? You may never get this perfect storm ever again. You could always, always get more prospects. You may never get this moment in time back.
That's a very negative opinion because that's making an assumption. And I've heard this by some of my fellow Mets fans, that the situation they're in, which is being 5 or 6 games above 500, being buried in a divisional race, but being right there in a wild card race, is such a unique situation that they may not have that again. Boy, that is a sad commentary on the future of the New York Mets.
That's not what I'm saying.
If you think this situation is so special and so unique, and I described everything accurately, that's where they are. They're 9 games out of a division. They're 5 and 6 games above 500. And they're right in the middle of a wild card race to the point where if they lose tonight, they could be out of the wild card spot. You're describing that situation as if this, oh my God, this is once in a lifetime. You've got to strike while the iron's hot. Are you serious?
I'll couch this by saying Evan Roberts loves his wife. He loves his family. He has no regrets in life. Who is your favorite female singer of all time?
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Did you meet Carrie Underwood?
I did. No, I did not. I refused to. I refuse to.
You could have been Mr. Carrie Underwood.
I was not,
and you didn't take that chance. You love your wife, I get it.
I love Carrie Underwood as a singer. I wasn't looking to, like, marry her.
Yeah, but you never know. You say you love her, you meet her, you spark it, you never know.
I did not meet Carrie Underwood that day at Sirius Satellite Radio because I admire Carrie. I think she's wonderful. I think she's one of the greatest singers in the history of the genre, quite honest. And not to brag a little bit here, but I kind of knew it ahead of time. I was watching American Idol. I pointed at her on the TV and said,
Francesa?
I said, that's a star.
She's winning.
She's winning. I said, that's a star. I said, not only is she going to win, she's going to be like the greatest country star of all time. But whatever. I got that right many years ago. She came into Sirius Satellite, and people came to me and said, oh, we know you love Carrie. Do you want to go meet her? I said, absolutely not. And they said, why? I said, I really like her. I really admire her.
Oh, you don't want to be turned off.
I don't want to have an uncomfortable interaction or a bad interaction that makes me think differently of her. And much like Loogie's brain goes somewhere like, oh, you could have married her. You could have hooked up with her. I didn't admire Carrie Underwood because I wanted to hook up with her. Okay, yeah, she's very pretty. I'm not denying that. But that was not it. It was about her music. I wasn't looking to hook up with her. I'm not you, bro.
The only...
I chose the greater good, which is I'm not going to meet her. Why ruin such a great thing? And I still admire her. I'm a big fan.
The point of the analogy is
sometimes... It's a terrible analogy.
It's not a terrible analogy, Evan. You can't be a fraidy cat. You got to take chances in life. You never know what that opportunity could have been. Who knows? And my point here is
I think you need
Mets
to move on because apparently there's a trade that needs to be announced.
Positive Tommy doesn't care about the Mets trades, clearly.
Then talk, Fatso. Go ahead.
No, you got to break the glass first. That's
break
the rule.
Break the glass. Okay, do your job. Let's go. Okay? Instead of making everything about yourself. Okay. The Mets have gotten a reliever.
Okay.
Tyler Zuber from the Rays.
They just faced him.
And?
I thought they just faced him recently.
Yankees faced him for Paul Gervais.
Oh, hold on a second. Paul Gervais is also a reliever. He's a minor leaguer. I think I saw him in spring training.
So they traded a comedian for a reliever no one's heard of.
Tyler Zuber is a right-handed reliever who's barely pitched this season. I can't tell you much. 29 years old.
So what's the point of these moves?
Well, this one is a little bit different. I think a trade for Tyler Zuber off the top is just to give you another bullpen option. He may not necessarily be in the major leagues. I don't know. He may go to the minor leagues. I got to see what he's done this season. All I know is he's barely pitched in the major leagues. He was actually with the Long Island Ducks earlier this season.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
That means they've added him and Jackie Bradley Jr.
So apparently he was with the Ducks. He pitched, 5 2/3 innings. Then he went to, Triple-A Durham with Tampa. They signed him. Pitched pretty well. Huh. 21 2/3 innings. Gave up 6 runs. He was in the major leagues briefly, and now he's member of the Mets. He's 29 years old.
2 games in the major leagues.
Did he face the Mets? I feel like I wrote his name down as a scorecard.
Yankees and the Reds.
It was the Yankees? Okay.
And the Reds.
So I scored that game and I wrote his name down.
Yeah, and if you're curious on the WFAN newsroom keeping track of the trade deadline, Paulie Rosenberg has just come in here to ask me if I saw the Yankee trade. They've dealt Caleb Ferguson.
That was like an hour ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so look, a trade like that is a flyer kind of deal. That's... Here's a guy who's 29 years old. He's obviously proven something by pitching well at the independent ball in Long Island. And I don't even know if that's a guarantee he's on the major league roster. I think that's just a we like his arm. So, yeah, when you said trade, I got a little excited, thinking just a little bit slightly higher than Tyler Zuber. But, yes, the Mets have traded for Tyler Zuber. But they have traded for Paul Blackburn, and that's a little bit bigger.
This isn't even a prospect. It's like it's just one of those.
It's a flyer.
It's just to do it to do it. And so my question is, what's the point?
Just adding another arm. You know how many relievers the Mets have gone through this season?
I understand that, but you have a couple coming back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, again, what's the point?
Minor league depth.
So this is the frustrating thing about trade deadline day. This is what we talked about 4 hours ago, or 2 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago when we first started the show. This day is so frustrating because you get your hypes and your hopes up that something important is going to happen. And then it does it.
I think Paul Blackburn's important, Teague. Mark Leiter's important. It's not star-driven names. I get it. But I think in terms of this pennant race, they can have an impact on it.
But you're missing my point. My point is, at the trade deadline, most teams think that something profound is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it very rarely does.
Yeah.
And so we spend all of this energy and this reporting and this, I don't know, social mediaing and all this time trying to hype ourselves up. And then it's always the most colossal letdown.
Yeah.
Always.
That Tyler Zuber letdown was such a letdown that I don't think Sean should have even interrupted Lugie.
Yeah.
I think Lugie should have continued that dopey Carrie Underwood.
Your point about Carrie Underwood was much more relevant.
You know what? Screw everybody here. It's trade deadline day. My hand.
Why don't you just go home? Just go home.
I have arthritis in my hand. I'm clicking Twitter nonstop. I see Anthony Tacomo tweet that they traded for a Rays reliever with Diamond, but I'm giving it to you.
Are you out of breath over there?
I just can't take it. Today stinks.
You don't like the trade deadline?
No, it's too much stress on me.
Well, what if the Yankees make a big trade the next time? What if they announce they got Blake Snell? You'd love the trade deadline.
It depends what they gave up.
Now you sound like me.
No, it won't. It doesn't matter.
Nah, I don't think you'll.
It doesn't matter.
You'll just be excited. Let's get to some of your calls. Chuck is calling from his truck. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
We're good.
Good, man. What's up?
All right, kind of lose some of your thunder waiting here. Hey, Teak, what's up, man?
Long time Giants fan. Appreciate you, Chuck.
I love the fan. I've been listening since a kid. I'm 42, but the way the breaking news has been handled today, I don't know if guys are trolling or what, but not cool. Especially Pete Hoffman earlier when Sal was on. We got to do it.
Pete wasn't breaking news in a proper way earlier today. Yeah. I'll yell at him tonight.
It's just like ringing the alarm and like playing, and then we talking about Paul Blackburn and stuff like that, you know. But Evan, you to take a quote from the best baseball movie ever, man, you're killing me, Smalls. Like I understand some of the stuff what you're saying. We're not throwing away the farm, but it's kind of like it's sort of like Yankee glazing to me. Like, oh, like, you know, you keep talking about, oh, well, Soto's going to be a free agent. He's their second. Well, isn't Pete Alonso getting ready to be a free agent?
He's not the same. I love Pete. He's not Juan Soto. It's very different, I think.
But he's still our second best player. And since he came into the league, he has more home runs than even Aaron Judge during that time period.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if you're saying, like, oh, the Yankees can do it, the Yankees can win, wasn't there a Subway Series where we outscored the Yankees 36-14, handed them their heads.
So a few of the differences.
You're telling me as a Met fan, let's just fast forward and say the Mets versus the Yankees right now in the World Series. You're not going into that feeling confident that we can't beat this team that we've completely dominated four times already?
I think that's a great point, but it's irrelevant to what I'm saying. And here's why.
How?
I'll tell you why. Because the Yankees are a game out of a divisional race where if they win the division, they skip a step. The Mets aren't skipping a step. They got to win a wild card race and then go, by the way, win a first round.
The last two wild cards, the last two representatives from the National League were wild cards.
I know.
I don't care if you win a division or not.
But, Chuck, you're talking about making moves that involve trading top-end young players for the idea that you're going to get lucky for a few weeks.
But I think what Chuck is saying is,
they get lucky. We've been the best team in baseball for 2 months.
Because you have to go through an extra round of the postseason.
Yeah, but what does that even mean? Like, I mean, it could be two games.
Thank you, Chuck, by the way. I appreciate where you're coming from.
I think I get what he's saying, though, because you look at all of these, and I'll just read the list. Jed Williams, Drew Gilbert, Ryan Clifford, Luis Angel Acuna, Sprout, Mauricio, Colin Hawk, Marco Vargas, Kevin Parada, Blade Tidwell, Mike Vassell. You hear all of these names. And that's just getting to the top 10, maybe 11, because I went to Vassell, who's 11. Like, you get all of these names. All of these guys aren't going to be future potential Hall of Fame.
But that's not the point.
But
should they have traded two of those guys for Jason Adamczyk?
But it is the point when your team is playing the best baseball in Major League Baseball.
Let's be specific. Should they have traded three of those guys for Tanner Scott, yes or no?
For Tanner Scott?
Yeah.
Probably not, because Tanner Scott is out of here.
So you agree with
he'd be out of here next year.
That's my point, though. That's what we're talking about.
There are other deals to be made.
Who?
Flaherty, right?
Well, first of all, he hasn't been traded yet.
He hasn't, but does it feel like they're talking to him? This is a possibility when you start seeing... Who was his name? Tyler Zubin?
Well, that's not fair. That's not fair, because that's an irrelevant trade that has nothing to do with the greater picture here. Like, yeah, they added a flyer arm an hour and a half before the trade deadline.
What's
but specifically
the point of that?
Because what you need depth. Well, who knows? The guy could pitch well in September, but that's talking about that in relation to not wanting to trade big prospects for Tanner Scott. Would you agree with
I'm
me
not
on
talking about Tanner Scott?
No,
I'm
but let's talk about the guys else that got traded. Who got traded that the Mets should have gone out and gotten? I want to hear it.
I'm not talking about the guys that have already been traded, because clearly that's not who the Mets were in on. I think if the Mets wanted to go get somebody, they could and they should. And holding on to prospects. Look, I've listened to this argument every trade deadline for the last decade. We got this guy. You don't know what he's going to be. We got this fifth-rated prospect, number four in the entire in the system. But we don't know what he's going to be. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. But if you were good... And right now, the Mets are damn good. Mm-hmm. To Chuck's point, they just destroyed one of the best teams in the American League in four games. And that's in the Subway Series. I'm talking about the Yankees, obviously. Why would you not believe that the Mets can't be a team that wins the World Series?
I do, first of all. I think they can. I think any
team... If you think you can, then it is worth going all in.
No, it's not. I disagree with that.
Why not?
I don't think those two things need to be connected. I don't. You think it's worth trading, considering what the Astros gave up for Kikuchi? So Jack Flaherty hasn't been traded, but you brought his name up, so we'll play the Jack Flaherty game. Considering what the Astros gave up for Kikuchi, it is going to cost you multiple, if not three, top-end prospects for a free agent to be in Jack Flaherty, who's having his first good year in years. Are you really telling me you think it would be smart for the Mets to give up that cost?
Or the Mets doing it in a different way, right?
Well, I've suggested taking on money. I've got no problem with that. But let's talk about prospects. Are you willing to make that trade?
But we don't know that it's got to be prospects.
Of course, if it's about taking back money, which I have said at the top of the show, I'd love to see the Mets do, because I don't mind that, run up the Steve Cohen bill, then I'm with you. We're talking about giving up the amount of prospects it costs to add starters and relievers. And with the specific examples, I'm telling you why it's not worth it. So I'll ask you this way. Would you give up three of the names you mentioned on that top 10 list for Jack Flaherty?
Yes, because I know at least two of them will never play for the Mets.
Fair enough.
They will never play, either because they're not jumping someone that's already there, or they're just not going to pan out.
So I disagree with you, because, and I'll tell you specifically why, one of the guys that you'd probably have to trade is Brandon Sproat. You may not have heard of him, so I'll just let you know. He was drafted a year ago, he's already gotten up to AA, and he's dominating. I would say is I'd rather call him up and say, hey, maybe we're going to get a young kid to make that jump like we've seen what's gone on in Pittsburgh with Paul Skeens, then give him a plus for a guy who's having his first good year in 5 years, who's a free agent at the end of the year. Am I really the crazy one?
No. So if Brandon Sproat is pitching so phenomenally in AA, just call him up.
By the way, if a deal doesn't materialize, or let's say Paul Blackburn doesn't pitch well in his opportunity to join the Met rotation, I think it's on the table. I think it should be on the table.
Right.
But giving up those kinds of players... Again, for the player we're describing, if you're telling me it's somebody else, it's different.
Yeah, but
we're talking about Tanner Scott, Jason Adam, and now Jack Flaherty. No, Met fans, no. It's crazy to give up the prices for those guys. Yes, it makes the Mets better. Yes, maybe they get lucky and win a World Series. I get all that. That is stupid business. That would be dumb. That's not King Cohen. That's 80 Steinbrenner Cohen.
So what do you
want? I don't want that.
So then what do you want this season to be? Hey, let's give it the good old shot. We'll bring in these marginal relievers because we need depth in a reliever room. So just bring in these marginal guys, and whatever happens, happens. You know, good job making it to the wild card round. Better luck next year. Is that what you want to do?
I don't like the way you framed it.
But that's what it sounds like when you position it that way.
I want to add smart additions without it costing me
a lot.
Are
these smart additions?
I think all of them are smart. They may not be as impactful as you want.
You sound like a shill.
Why?
You sound like a mouthpiece.
Is Paul Blackburn better than Tyler McGill?
Marginally. So, you asked me this question an hour ago, and I told you.
So they got better.
Marginally. The back of their baseball cards are damn near identical.
Is Jesse Winker better than DJ Stewart?
Of course he
is. That's not marginal. That's considerable.
Of course that's considerable. So, and he's a great locker room clubhouse guy.
So they've gotten better. Again, I'm not thrilled about it. I'm just saying it's smarter than giving up top-end prospects for the guys we're talking about.
Okay.
Are they going to win the World Series? No, I don't think they're a World Series team.
Did David Stearns, when you met him in spring training, tell you, you cannot be anti-me when it comes trade deadline? I will not have a conversation with you, albeit off the record, unless you completely agree with everything
I happen to agree with him. You know what I didn't agree with?
Which is?
And I called David Stearns out for a month about it, the way they handled Mark Vientos. And guess who was right? Me, and he was wrong.
Of course.
The way they mishandled Mark Vientos?
Yeah,
so I disagree with him on certain things, but not this trade deadline.
I don't know if that's
you guys are wrong. Again, you Cohen crybabies are wrong.
To me,
I'm right, and Stearns happens to be right.
That's less David Stearns, meaning the Vientos thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more.
No, that's all David Stearns.
Is it?
Yes.
I think
David Stearns was wrong with how he handled Mark Vientos a month and a half ago. But that's besides the point. I will take your arrows. I will accept your arrows. In this case,
I'm just wondering
why you're
okay with conceding.
Because I don't like the idea of giving up those kinds of prospects for Yusei Kikuchi and Tanner Scott and Jason Adam Jack Flaherty. I think they're stupid trades.
The other teams that are right in the same spot as you, even though some are in the American League, like the Astros, like the Royals, that are right there, they are making moves. Padres, they're going all in, not all in moves, but they're doing things that are significant.
I want to be like the Padres, you know, the team that gave up their entire farm system for Juan Soto and then traded him for 75% less a few years later. Yeah, I really want to be like them.
Okay.
Screw them.
Okay.
Why are they the model?
Clip this for when the Padres are in the World Series.
Damn it.
Year.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Do it.
You know what? Evan always wants me to make sure I clip these things. I'll clip this one.
Yeah, because that one scares me. I can see that happening. Well, I can totally see that.
You have to admire what the Padres have done. They've been trying. They've gone all in. It hasn't worked, but they know they've never won a World Series. And for their 45 fans, they're trying to win. There's not a lot of fans in here. They're trying
it's
to win.
It's beautiful in San
Diego. Of course.
It is very nice.
You admire that. That's all. That's all we're saying here.
So then rip the Mets.
Why would I rip the Mets?
Because you agree with Tiki. By the way, I respect where Tiki's coming from. I think Tiki represents the majority of people today. I know I am battling an uphill battle with Met fans who just want the now.
But,
so why don't you join them and rip the Mets?
Here's the problem, Evan, is that the Mets are doing things, but it feels like it's not, I don't know, it feels, I don't want to say pointless because it probably is beneficial around the margins, but it doesn't feel significant. For a team that has, almost literally been the best team in baseball for 2 months, why not make it easier for them?
Because the price tag on these players is not worth the price.
Right.
I agree. They've
some
gotten,
of which you bought a year ago. You literally bought them a year ago. Maybe to have them come up and play, but is Jett Williams or any of these guys actually going to? I mean, Jett's not even playing right now.
But it's the wrong players to trade for. Like Jack Flaherty and Tanner Scott, who's a free agent, is not the right player to do this for. Like, here's what's ultimately funny. You agree with me. I'm not telling you by any stretch that Paul Blackburn and Jesse Winker and Ryan Stanek and
Tyler
Phil
Zubin.
Maton.
And Tyler Zuber.
I'm not even including Tyler Zuber. I'm not including that in the trades. I'm sorry. I just don't. I'm not saying those are slam dunk, wow, they're World Series favorites. The Mets are in the same boat. They're a little bit better, but they're in that similar playoff boat of if they make it, they got to get lucky. I completely agree with you. They got better on the margins.
And it's the same thing that the Royals are thinking, the same thing that the Padres are thinking, because there's other teams that are just significantly better.
Okay.
The Phillies are better. The Dodgers are better. You know that you got to get quote-unquote lucky. Obviously, being lucky means you just play better than the other team when it comes down to it.
All got better, and the Mets got marginally better. I'm saying I wasn't like expecting or hoping that they should take the top end prospects of their system to pay it and pay the prices that are being asked for. Like, seriously, let's use Yusei Kikuchi. If the Mets had matched what the Astros gave up for him, what would we be talking about today? We'd be bitching about Yusei Kikuchi. Are we really giving up all the. Because he's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem here.
So go somebody who's good.
Tanner Scott, who's a free agent at the end of the year.
I didn't say Tanner Scott.
Who?
I'm talking about...
Name me the guy. Jack Flaherty?
Jack Flaherty.
I'll pin a hole in him, too. He's had one good year in 5 years. And you want to give up three top prospects for a guy who's a free agent at the end of the year.
Give Crochet, because what is he going to say? I'm not pitching for you? Okay, don't be a part of this thing.
That is very different because they're signed long-term.
We'll talk about a long-term contract for you. You're pitching.
Yeah. That's a different story. But I also think that the ask that the White Sox have on him is crazy. So it's not defending the idea that the Mets are now World Series contenders. It's, I didn't want to pay these prices. Now, we still have an hour, so who knows? Maybe everything we're arguing isn't going to happen.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.